We're going to get started here. Thanks for braving the weather and coming on out. We're just going to launch right in. First up, we have Marion Bell. She's a Philadelphia native. Am I getting a lot of echo here?
Yes.
I'm going to fix it.
Oh, yeah, that's going to turn off. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. Does that sound good, everyone?
Yes.
All right. All right, so we have Marion Bell first up. She's from Philadelphia. She's a member of the New Philadelphia Poets, who are putting on this series as well. So we have big expectations. That was mean of me, I'm sorry. I'll let her poem speak, because they'll do so more eloquently than I will. So here's Marion Bell.
Thanks, Patrick and Jamie, for putting this together. These are called the Jean poems. Anita Bryant Arns drew a sold copy of Jean Genet, Boycott the State, the Grocery Store State, straight from 1968. Jean held beautiful a name, barely verbal memory. There is no culture and no history. Our bodies make sounds. Our voices have their own timbre. Dearest Frenchman, queerest dear, queerest those rolled up sleeves. Language is not only our sickness, but our tenderness. Take radical subject position or just come over and strap it on. John, how grocery store own only our culture and make sounds. Our voices sleeves. Language is not, no Anita Bryant orange juice, just boycott the state, the 1968. Strap it on, subject straight from come over and dear queerest have their beautiful queerest your tenderness take radical no history our bodies timber dearest Frenchman sickness but our old copy up there is position or name barely of Jean Genet verbal memory those rolled state the come over and no history are there is Anita Bryant orange juice timber. Dearest Frenchman, memory, have their own tenderness. Take radical Jean Genet, make no sounds. Our voices, John, how beautiful at those sleeves. Language is not rolled up, subject position, or just name 1968. Bodies, queerest, dear, queerest. Only our sickness, but are barely verbal. The boycott, grocery store culture, an old copy of straight from strap it on. Dear, queerest, those no memory, there is no culture, and subject rolled sleeves. Language is not only our Bryant Arns history, our bodies make sounds, our sickness, boycott, state, the grocery store, Anita voices have their own timber. Dearest, that our tenderness take radical straight from 1968. Jean, how beautiful a name. Barely verbal up juice, old copy of John it on Frenchman, queerest positioner, just come over and strap, Genet, 1968. John, how beautiful a name, voices have bodies, make sounds, are barely queerest, dear, queerest, those no sickness, there is no culture, and rolled Anita Bryant, their own timber, dearest on verbal memory position, or just come over and strap, Frenchman, orange juice, old copy of John, subject sleeves. Language is not only our Genet from, but our tenderness take radical history. Our boycott, the state, the grocery store, straight up.
Yeah. Woo!
This is called Passenger Seat Notebook. It's from my Thanksgiving vacation. Gray silo roaming, blank shorn corn field. There's the mountain horizon, blue form. Mountain form horizon total so fogged. Plus inexplicable blue mound retreating. When I was a child watching, Grace Steeple. Write down some new vocabulary from the radio. Elite fundamentalism, biblical capitalism, soft empire, co-belligerency, totalitarianism for Christ, up by the northern border. Up by the northern border, ammunition at the counter with cigarettes. This is just called Days. Now I'm too old for ideas. It's time to be what days are. Rain stop. Only sound trucks in the highway passing. Noise trash carefully, careless, put it down. My new body, this derelict. Boiling water in my wife beater, now I'm really home. Oh, November, don't measure your words. My tiny notebook fell out of my back pocket onto a foreign street. Sky fracture forward, like spokes. Empty warehouse streets. Body bare on a little machine. Look up. Third wave out of here, culture always in the bottom. I couldn't take my eyes off the moon phase on the walk home tonight. Persistent memory traces confusion of pronouns. Hunger steady evening, oh no, just like a woman is on my stereo again. Rusted milk bottle dead silo line of sky toward East Kensington vista through steel grates. Red, red houses, rooftops, rooftops from the L. I have one more. This is called Written While Pretending to Be Gertrude Stein. Is ink typeface the erotics of blankness? Writing is what I write of because it is a happy act. It is the happiest act and it is so awful and wanting. Wanting writing is a name, is wanting names. I have none. I mean the page. The bodies of people who write words are beautiful when drinking or moving. In stillness, it is coming and not writing close to impossibly aroused. Grammar is structure, and mind is secret form, formless. My body wanting writing, a happy act. Hands moving in a happy act. It is what I write of because it is a happy act and an amazement. Formless my body wanting writing, but instead sleeping or bathing. Wanting is writing. Writing is a happy act, but also so terrible in wanting. Always I am wanting. Wanting to be new and have new books, new jeans, new records, new rooms. Always I am wanting. Never still. Always am I wanting. And mostly what I am wanting is writing. It is what I write about, and that is a sad closed circuit, but happy act, a happy action, but so hard because it is about wanting. I am afraid of wanting, writing most of all, breathing toward dying and newness, and the wanting which becomes writing, or the writing that is the moving of wanting. I do not write, or I do think and think on it. A child I thought on it, or almost a child still on a doorstep. The wanting was writing, or the wanting of writing was the wanting of being, of future and toward mortality, or a body in a city. It is moving, hands moving, and wishing to move them without control, without mind, even if such were possible. without control. There are many names for mind without control, but none are true because we all go to school and to work. But it is about wanting, which is never fully palpable, and writing is almost a body. It is so clear and almost remains that time does not stop, but words do. They do stay still afterwards, as if days were real. What I am writing is about it. I mean, I am always wanting to be writing, but instead I am sleeping or smoking. Wanting is writing. Writing is a wanting that it completes itself like other wanting does not. No, it does not stop itself. I am wanting to be writing, but only in a circuit. Always a body in a world, which is street or room, or wanting always something new, which is so bright for a moment. Always wanting many things, cities, books, but what I am wanting at the bottom is writing. I think it is the happiest act, so few things prove happy afterwards. It is close to fucking, we think, in every kind of wanting, close to fucking, which proves us to ourselves. It's about wanting and wanting itself. I mean, I want to be writing, but always, but instead I'm sleeping or smoking.
Yeah.